Hi, everyone. Welcome to Movies with My Mother. This is our 55th episode.
Wow.
Yeah. And today we watched the movie Alien. We watched the movie Alien because someone in our life has moved on to the next life, and we wanted to honor them by watching a movie that they would have loved.
Absolutely. This would have been right up his alley.
And so this is for you, Uncle Dave.
Yes.
The movie was from 1979. It was a solid hour and 57 minutes. And it was directed by Ridley Scott.
Yes.
It did really well. It's rated really well.
Yes, and it made a bunch of money, too.
A lot of money. It has 93% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
89 on Metascore.
Oh.
89.
Wow, wow.
I think that's the highest we've ever seen.
I'm pretty sure that it is.
And I'm talking about Hitchcock.
I
think this is higher than Hitchcock.
Yeah, I think so, yes.
And 8.5 out of 10 on IMDb.
Was that all?
I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, but I would have thought that that would have been a solid 9. But whatever.
I think it's because it starts out real slow. It started out real slow.
But that's a trademark of Ridley Scott.
That slow burn.
Yep.
That
sometimes
speeds
it's right
too
up.
Slow.
Well, yeah, we have watched some movies recently that were real slow starters. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
This had a budget of about $11 million.
Yes.
Only $11 million.
Which is next to nothing.
And a worldwide gross of over $106 million.
Yes, I got that too. That is crazy to me.
Yeah.
You know, and we've been talking about how this is a 45-year-old movie and we were looking at the computers. Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
And he decided to do this movie because he saw Star Wars and thought that this would be a good one to do.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
The basic plot is that the crew of a commercial spacecraft encounters a deadly life form after investigating a mysterious transmission of unknown origin.
Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have went there.
Uh-uh.
They should not have went there.
We might have a little cameo from Ashmo.
Yeah. He's been meowing. I wonder if any of that picked up.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Look at him.
He's my baby boy.
Getting rubs like he hasn't been rubbed and all day.
I know. Keep saying nobody loves him here. He's just the redheaded stepchild. Isn't he? Yes, he is. Leaving all kind of little white fur on me. That's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. The cast is, it's a real small cast.
Yes.
Pom Skerritt, Sigourney Weaver, Veronica Cartwright, Harry Dean Stanton, John Hurt, Ian Holm, Yefet Kotto. I'm not exactly sure on pronunciation for that man's name, but I didn't write it down phonetically, so
right
here we are. And here's another crazy name. Bolaji Badeo? He played the alien.
Oh, okay.
Did you read anything about that man?
I did not.
Where did I write it down? He was a graphic artist and was discovered at a pub by one of the casting directors. He was 6'10" with long, thin arms.
My goodness.
And he was sent to Tai Chi and mime classes to learn how to slow down his movement to get that creepy alien wave.
Ew.
So it was a man in a suit. Can you even believe that?
No. No, I thought that was all generated stuff.
Yeah, no.
Oh, wow. Okay, that puts a different spin on this movie, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I must say I was a little surprised. I really didn't think I was going to like it, but it was okay.
Yeah, you were really worried.
I was. I you know, and I didn't look at anything about the movie. Really, the only information I looked up was about Ridley Scott.
Okay.
I have several pages of just stuff about him and his movies and his family and just him. So I'm surprised that any of this. You know, I didn't even look up the music. You know, I always look up music, but I didn't.
Yeah.
And I'm quite surprised that this was not as awful as I thought.
It really
was not awful at all.
There's hardly any gore.
No.
Hardly any blood.
No, and you knew when it was coming.
Yeah.
You know, when that guy started to choke on his food, I knew something was coming out.
Yeah.
Something, the baby was being born right then. Oh, the egg had hatched. Well, I don't know what it was,
whatever.
But yeah, I just knew that it was coming. So it was like I was prepared for it.
That's called a chest burster.
Oh, okay.
And the thing on his face that when they bring him back into the ship, it's called a face hugger.
Oh, okay. Well, it certainly was.
Yeah.
I don't understand how it got through his helmet, though, but, you know.
Well, maybe it, like, had, like, a velocity. Maybe it just...
It blew his helmet off and then... Careful. I think he was going to jet away and...
I think he wants to jump back here behind me, but I think he thinks this blanket is a mountain.
Oh, okay.
Goodness. And that's why he stumbled up by you.
It's okay.
We have our own.
Our own alien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopper outer.
He just scared us both. I just thought he was going to fall.
He was.
My poor baby boy. Yeah, look at him. He's nothing happened. Nothing to see here.
Yep.
Look away. Look away. Oh my gosh. But yeah, I mean, I commented about the computer business.
Yeah.
You know, considering this is, what did I say, 45 years ago?
45 years old.
45-year-old computer stuff. And I think that it was pretty spot on. I mean, I don't know how far in the future this is supposed to be, but who would have ever thought that we'd be this technologically advanced as we are. You know, most everybody has a computer in their pocket.
Yeah.
That's even more advanced than the spaceship that went to the moon in the 60s. So,
yeah.
You know, I think it was pretty good. It was pretty good. And I liked how they called it Mother. I asked you if that was same as Hal.
Yeah.
So that was pretty
Somebody
fun.
Somebody had to run the ship.
I guess so. Might as well be your mother. Where were we going, Lex?
I don't know. Do you want to talk? Do you want to talk a little trivia? Or do you want to talk Ridley Scott? We can do either.
Well, I could a lot about Ridley Scott, so let's talk about that.
Yeah. Okay.
He's best known for science fiction.
Okay.
But he also does crime and historical drama.
Yeah.
Which Justin had mentioned Napoleon.
Yep.
He did that. And The Duelist was about Napoleonic era.
Oh, okay.
So he's done, when I was looking at it, I was quite shocked at how many movies he had done. I mean, I didn't know he did Thelma and Louise.
Oh, really?
I did not. And a lot of other movies that I recognized. Gladiator 2000.
Okay. Yeah, I knew that.
I didn't know he did that.
Yeah, I knew that. That was Oliver Reed's last movie.
Okay.
We talked about Oliver Reed a few episodes back.
Yeah. Blade Runner. I know you've talked about Blade Runner movies.
Those are Justin movies.
Yep. You know, I was just really shocked at how many movies he has done that I recognize.
Yeah.
I can't say I've seen any of them, but I did recognize them. He was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II.
Okay.
And King Charles appointed him Knight of the Grand Cross of the Order of the British Empire in this year.
Oh, wow.
So he's been around and he's made a mark. So
I noticed that they were calling him Sir Ridley Scott.
But that would be
in the trivias.
That would be when he would have been knighted by the Queen. And I didn't write down the date, but I don't think it was recently.
Okay.
I think he's been sir for a number of years.
Okay.
He started in television.
Sure.
He did advertising as a director in commercials. Yow. Then he jumped to movies in 1979.
That's when this came out.
Yeah, do you remember that?
No, I don't, but...
do. Yeah, this movie, Duelist was first, and then this movie came out right after it.
Wow, okay.
And The Duelist is a period drama. And I wrote, he's done stuff from the second century to the way future. So that's crazy. The second century. I mean, he must have some kind of talent if he can make a movie from any one of those years.
Yeah, those time periods.
Right, right. Blade Runner.
Okay.
The first one, I think. And Thelma and Louise have been selected for preservation in the National Film Registry in the Library of Congress.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to note that because odd movies, we've watched odd movies that have been chosen. And Thelma and Louise, that was just a woman on the run movie, wasn't it? I mean, did that have all kinds of acclaim?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. I think Gina Davis and Susan Sarandon both won Oscars.
Okay. Nice.
That was a big Oscar movie.
They considered that movie aesthetically significant.
Well, it's two women getting out of rough spots together. And, you know, shit happens along the way. And they get through it all together. And then they kill themselves.
Right. And along the way, they pick up Brad Pitt.
Right. But the story is about their enduring friendship and how it doesn't matter what these women go through. They're going through it together, and that's all that matters.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, Brad Pitt got his start there.
Yeah.
And look what happened to him. He's done lots of TV.
Okay.
Here and in Europe.
Sure.
Documentaries for the History Channel. I mean, he's gotten primetime Emmys. I mean, this man is in charge.
Sure.
He knows what he is doing, and it just sounds like he keeps his head down and keeps doing it.
Cool.
You know, his mom raised him and his two brothers. His dad was a military man. And that would have been during he was born just before World War II. So his mom was large and in charge. That's why so many of his women are very strong women.
Oh, okay.
Like the Sigourney Weaver.
Ripley?
Part, yeah, Ripley. This was supposed to be a man's role. But he thought that she would do this justice, and he made her a strong woman in this.
Yeah.
And I thought that was impressive, especially for 1979.
Right. To have such a diverse crew.
Right. Right. You know, and to have it end up as the woman being the really the hero. I mean, not that she saved anybody, but she could have possibly saved the world.
Right. And she was on track to save everybody.
Right.
And they wouldn't let her save everybody.
They wouldn't listen.
Just emotional men.
Right, right. Right.
Because women are too emotional.
Right.
Right. She was the one saying, no, keep him out of here.
Yes.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Scott got his interest in sci-fi by reading H.G. Wells novels when he was a kid.
Okay.
So that absolutely would have colored his imagination.
Yeah.
And some of the movies that he liked was It and Them and The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Oh, okay.
We were just talking about that, watching that. But when he saw 2001 Space Odyssey, that was it. He was in. That movie really, really made him really interested in this genre.
Okay.
I should have looked up when Space Odyssey came out.
Oh, I feel like that was in the 60s, 2001.
I have seen that movie. And I still to this day think it's awfully confusing. I don't, you know, I don't really understand what it was doing.
That's,
whatever.
That's Kubrick, right?
I think so. Yes.
1968.
Wow. Okay.
And it was Kubrick. Kubrick is, I think Kubrick is a force to be reckoned with. And I can't say I'm really for or against Kubrick.
Yes.
But I know that The Shining is a good movie.
Uh-huh.
It's not like the book. Stephen King doesn't like it. But it's a great movie.
Okay.
It had that it was the slow enough burn to really fuck you up.
My.
With Jack Torrance backsliding into his alcoholism and just becoming a monster.
Oh, cool.
And I've seen Eyes Wide Shut, which was his last movie.
Mm-hmm. Rough.
First of all, it took me several days to watch it because I had to turn it off. Like, I had to turn it off. I'm just like, and I think I watched it. I think if I watched it now, I would have a better idea of what was going on.
Okay.
Because I was still a bit naive when I watched it the first time.
Okay.
So, because I watched it, like, when it came out. Like, when it was first on video.
Mm-hmm.
So, I kind of really didn't understand what the fuck was happening. I just knew it was really long and really bizarre, and I didn't enjoy it at all.
Okay.
And that being said, I don't think I'd go back and try to rewatch it to figure it out. Just don't care.
Okay. That's a legitimate thing. You know, some movies you just want to watch and watch and watch, and others you just go away shaking your head thinking, why did I even watch this?
I just lost hours of my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that movie cost me days.
Yeah, and even a guy like Stanley Kubrick, I mean, he's a giant in his industry.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes they think too much, I think.
Well, and I think it being, first of all, it's a Tom Cruise movie, which Tom Cruise is either really great in the movie or he's really bad. And I feel like this was
like
a movie where they're like, oh my God, Tom Cruise. Oh my God. And it was just a movie where Tom Cruise was shit.
Oh, well, I don't like him anyway. So,
well, no, but it would, they really, really, really hyped that it was Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. Like, they've never starred in a movie before.
Right.
Together. And it just, it just fell flat, and then their marriage imploded, and then And then that was the end of them.
Oh dear. Okay. Yikes.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to Mr. Scott here.
Okay.
Sir Scott. He learned set design at the Royal College of Art.
Ooh, okay.
In 1963, he began as a set designer at the BBC.
Okay, that's cool.
65, he started directing television series there.
Cool.
In 68, he and his brother Tony started Ridley Scott Associates and started directing commercials.
So I feel like his brother was somebody.
Tony Scott, yes. He also was, he was. And they worked together a lot.
Okay.
So, you know, he must have been also a director. See, I didn't look up anybody other than Ridley.
Okay.
Is
that his real name?
I don't know.
It didn't say. Okay.
Because his brother was Tony, and he had another brother, but I can't think of, I might come across his name here.
Okay.
He had it was like two different families. They had a brother, but he went off to college when Ridley was young.
Oh, okay.
So he must have been quite a bit older. After seeing Star Wars, Scott saw the potential in some of these effects-driven movies.
Okay.
And that's why he decided to go with this movie, and he wanted the woman to be the hero.
This movie was really visually quite exciting.
Oh, it was.
Watching the spaceship move.
Right.
Because it didn't look like, you know, like a paper plate and tinfoil and string. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And it really looked like machines that would have been out in space at that time.
Yeah.
You know, now it's all just sleekness and stuff. But when you see pictures of the space station, it looked like that. It was parts and pieces. It just kind of looked like parts and pieces. Weird stuff. Weird stuff.
I thought it was very cool looking.
Yes, it was. And it didn't, at the very beginning when the stars in the sky were, that looked simple to me. But then that spaceship moved into it, and it didn't look simple anymore.
Nope. And that sky, it didn't look, because, you know, in some movies, the night sky looks like a black sheet with Christmas lights in it. Right. That's not what this looked. It looked like the night sky.
Right. And like I said, it just looked simple. It just looked like the night sky.
Yeah.
And then it turned into not the night sky. And I thought that was pretty cool. I did. This is the sixth highest grossing film of 1979.
Holy cats, did you write down the other ones?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
I could probably get that real quick. Say something, Lex.
Highest grossing films of 1979.
Okay, it's, you kind of went away a minute there.
Oh, are you back?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Well, Ash walked through.
Oh.
So I don't know if he touched anything.
Okay. Okay, highest grossing film of 1979. I have here written 104. But I haven't the other figure, the figure you mentioned, the larger figure.
106.
On the first page I had. And he then, just recently, 2003, he was involved in restoring and re-releasing this film. You know, and that, you know, that thing that we, that you have that package movie,
yeah, the box set.
I wonder if that's what that was.
This is old. We've had this has been floating around our house for 10-15 years.
That was in 2003, honey, when they re-released.
Oh, okay, yeah, that
so
makes
that,
sense.
That fancy box set you have may be it. But, you know, that's pretty cool.
Okay, the highest grossing films of 1979 was Superman.
Okay.
Amityville Horror. Rocky II. Star Trek the Motion Picture. Alien. And Apocalypse Now.
Oh my goodness. What an interesting combination of movies.
Yeah.
There's something, you know, now it's all one genre that gets to be the highest grossing. But there's some movies there for everyone.
Yeah.
Didn't see any of them.
Well, you've never seen Superman?
I've seen Superman and I've seen the first Star Wars.
Okay.
So I might have seen both of those. But
did you see the first Star Trek? Because this is Star Trek.
Star Trek, yes.
Because the nerds are going to come out for you.
I know, and I'm very, very sorry.
For confusing Wars and Trek.
Right. And as far as I'm concerned, they could have stopped at Star Trek because I watched all that TV. And there was nothing better than that.
No. Captain Kirk and his overacting.
Yes. Yes. We watched every single one of those movies or TVs, but I only saw the first of the movie. I didn't.
Really? You didn't see Wrath of Khan?
No, that was not an interest to me.
Search for Spock?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, but I've seen every single TV program.
I know that I've seen Wrath of Khan. I know that I've seen Search for Spock. And I know that I've seen the fourth one, but I can't tell you what that one's called.
Yeah, moving on. I can't think of that either. Let's see. What else do I know about this man? Ooh, he did that Super Bowl ad for Apple Macintosh.
The 1984 one. Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
That was considered a watershed moment and a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Not only was that one of the very first commercials in the Super Bowl that we remember.
Yeah.
But it really ushered in a whole new thinking about how they did commercials. And, you know, and why.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't absolutely remember when it came out, but I know that commercial.
I can see it in my head right now.
Yes. Yes.
The person running with the torch.
The gritty.
Yeah, it was all gray.
Sepia.
Yeah.
Kind of color. And when she threw that hammer. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's see. Back to Mr. Scott and his brother in 1995.
1995, okay.
They started a production company, Scott Free Productions.
Okay.
And this is when they started doing their own movies. And a couple of years later, they bought a studio in England to do the movies in.
Wow, okay.
So they were just, you know, moving right along.
That's cool.
Gladiator ushered in the 2000s.
And that was one of those big blockbuster movies that, like, made no money. It didn't do well.
But it won 5 Academy Awards.
Apparently it's visually stunning.
Yeah, best picture, best actor, best director, stuff like that. You know, so, yeah, I've never seen that one either. I've only seen little snippets of it on TV. I don't know. New Age Gladiators, maybe? I don't know.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different movie.
What wasn't the Gladiator movie?
That's Russell Crowe. I'm thinking of Colin Farrell and his Alexander, which is a 1,000,000% different movie.
Okay.
Yeah, Gladiator did really well, and it was visually stunning.
And they started doing more television then. In 2002, they started to do a little bit more television. BBC, HBO, CBS, Apple TV.
Okay.
I mean, they had tons of stuff They were pumping stuff out left and right.
Wow, okay.
For that. Ridley Scott has three children.
Sure.
Jake, Luke, and a girl named Jordan, who is a filmmaker and photographer. And the two sons are both directors.
Okay.
His current wife, Gianna Facchio, F-A-C-I-O, Facchio.
Sure, whatever.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm terrible at this.
It's probably something like Facchio.
Facchio. Yes, that sounds more reasonable. He has been cast in every single one of his films since White Squall.
Ooh, okay.
So she's been in almost every one of his films since the 2010s-ish, I guess.
Okay.
His brother did pass. Both of his brothers have passed. Tony passed more recently. He'd had a battle with cancer. Well, it's kind of up in the air. They didn't really say. But in the end, he jumped off a bridge.
Holy shit.
But you know what? I mean, being ill, sometimes you can't take it anymore. I get it. You know, yeah.
I thought there was a brother that had committed suicide, but I thought that I was confusing him with Jonathan Demme, Ted Demme. One of the Demme brothers also killed themselves.
Oh my.
I think that's who I thought I was thinking of. Oh, but no, apparently no, not.
You were thinking right.
Okay.
And as for his style, the actors really like working with him. Russell Crowe says that Scott lets the actors perform. And that's what Scott does. He focuses on the performance. You know, and I think that says a lot for him. You know, these actors are actors for a reason.
Right.
You know, and I get that directors are directors for a reason, but why tell an actor how to act when they know how to act? You know, it sounds like he lets them do their job.
Okay.
Charlize Theron praised him for the fact that he listened to her when she wanted to improve her character, Thelma and Louise. And he listened to her, what she had to say, and she felt that her character was a well-rounded character because he allowed her to do what she wanted to do.
Wow, okay.
I think that's great. He's known for his striking visual effects.
Yeah.
His strong heroines because of his mom. Okay, that's all I got. I kind of like him. I mean, he's had four or five wives. Haven't they all? But he seems like a generally decent guy. I mean, just the fact that he has survived so long in Hollywood and done such good work. And yeah, he's had some stinkers. But I mean, isn't that part of doing your job?
Yeah,
you can't do 100% every time.
No, and I think that because art is subjective, it's mm-hmm. just one of those things that not everybody's going to like what you make.
Exactly. Exactly.
And people that say they do are lying.
Right. You can't like everything one person does just because they're the person.
You know? I mean, there's a lot of people that do, though. Like, David Lynch is a guy that like people like because he's David Lynch.
Oh, doesn't matter what kind of a movie he's popped out?
No, because he makes weird movies.
It's David Lynch.
It's David Lynch, and people love him.
Okay.
He makes weird stuff. I like David Lynch. I wouldn't go out on a limb to say I love David Lynch. I haven't seen everything by David Lynch.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to see everything by David Lynch. In the last movie I watched, confused me so much, I don't know what to think.
That's crazy. How could a movie confuse you?
I had no idea what the hell was going on. I lost hours of my life because I have no idea what happened.
Oh my goodness. Okay. That's a reasonable thing to say.
Well, I got some trivia.
Oh, yay.
I told you about the blue laser lights.
Yes. You pointed those out.
The blue laser lights in the alien ship's egg chamber
Uh-huh.
were borrowed from the band The Who were testing out the lasers for their stage show at the sound stage next door to where Alien was shooting.
OMG.
I thought that was awesome.
Absolutely.
Not a big Who fan.
No,
I think
but
that's still cool as hell,
I
though.
like laser lights.
Yeah.
And back in 1979, that was pretty damn high tech.
Yeah, cutting edge.
Yeah.
Shredded condoms were used to create the tendons of the alien's ferocious jaws. And I also think that the skin that he found, the molted skin,
Yeah.
I think that was all condoms too.
Oh, cool. Ew.
Oh, the dead face hugger, the face hugger
Yes.
that was autopsied was made of fresh shellfish, four oyster, and a sheep kidney to recreate internal organs. And filming had to be done quickly as the organic material went bad really fast under the hot studio lights.
Oh, well, it cooked it. Oh my good. I thought it did. I thought it was a liver, but it was a kidney, huh?
It was a sheep kidney.
Okay. I thought it was a piece of liver, but yikes.
Harrison Ford turned down the role of Captain Dallas.
What?
I think he had his time in space and said, I want to do something else.
Okay.
'Cause he was in Blade Runner and he was in Star Wars.
Right.
So,
Yeah, you're right.
one of the taglines for this movie is, "In space, no one can hear you scream." And
Oh.
that was thought up by copywriter Barbara Gibbs.
Oh, cool. We still use that now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just like Justin pointed out, space is a vacuum, and like that explosion wouldn't have happened like that.
Correct. No. And like I've pointed out, everybody had a cigarette hanging out of their mouth in space.
In an oxygen-rich environment.
And then they had that flamethrower.
Do you know who was up for Ripley?
No.
Meryl Streep.
Nope. Nope. Not right.
Sigourney Weaver was offered the role after Streep had to decline. She was in mourning. Her longtime boyfriend, John Cazale, had died recently at the time of casting.
Oh, wow.
And they had been together for years, and
Yeah.
he died of cancer. It was terrible. And
Oh.
she took it very hard.
Well, considering, this is in honor of Dave who passed so suddenly, I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
And I kind of picked this movie out of any other sci-fi movie we could have watched, because Ripley is the sole survivor.
Yeah.
You are now the lone survivor.
Relax. Relax, thank you.
And Ripley was a kick-ass.
Thank you.
Kick-ass lady. Big monster button her undies.
Which they could have given her a bigger size. Those look so uncomfortable.
They did look to be a bit cutting. Have you ever did you see that the alien artwork, the alien figure himself was based on illustrations by H.R. Geiger? Have you ever
Yes.
seen H.R. Geiger's work?
No.
It's all nightmare fuel, and it's very industrial. it's that monster, that machine monster hybrid thing.
Okay.
And it, this was a beautiful creation.
Yes.
Brought to life.
I'll tell you, if I hadn't have seen this monster a million times in the last, you know, these years, I guess in my head I knew that this was the monster.
Mm-hmm.
But that monster was pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
He was gross and he was frightening and he moved in a certain way that was just so monster-like. It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. And the creature that it was inspired by had eyes.
Uh-huh.
But H.R. Giger was like, you really should leave it without eyes and give it that natural predatory, I'm only hearing you, I'm only smelling you.
Oh, yeah.
And give it that really extra scary,
more, that
predatory
would be way
feel.
More frightening than yeah. eyes.
Yeah, if it had big old eyes on the side of its head. Ooh.
Yeah.
Are they going to be googly eyes?
Right. Oh. But I thought that monster was, or this monster has been iconic through the years.
And they're still making alien movies.
Yes. Yes.
Still. And they have crossed over into the Predator mythos with the Alien versus Predator movies. And those are still coming out.
Unbelievable.
Some of those are pretty cool, by the way.
I'll trust you on that.
Okay. The Predator movies are really cool because they're like ghosts, but they like kind of glitch into sight and they have like, what is that, infrared vision where they can see heat and stuff. But they can't see cold.
Uh-huh.
And they're, you know, those movies are really cool.
Okay.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's the first one.
All right.
Second one makes no sense because they're like in a city and I don't understand that. But the Alien versus Predator movies are pretty cool.
All right.
The original cut of this movie, you want to know how long it ran? Do you want to take a guess at how long it ran?
Did I read that it was only like 70 minutes?
No, you did not.
Okay, then that was something else that I read. Okay. Oh, this movie was much longer than this?
The original cut is 3 hours, 12 minutes.
What did they do in 3 hours?
I don't know because it was a little hard to watch for the first hour where nothing happened.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So could you imagine like a movie taking 2 hours to get into it? Like,
no.
What are we going to do for that extra hour? Like,
right.
Are we going to see them mining that ore?
Right. They were towing that machine. Maybe because their machine was like the tow truck.
Their machine was like the refinery.
No, didn't they say in the beginning that it was...
It said that was the refining module.
Oh, then I misheard. Okay. Interesting.
They had to make a special swing for the actor who played the alien because he couldn't sit in a regular chair in full costume because of the tail. It had a tail.
Yeah. He had a big tail. Oh, wow.
Ridley Scott did all the handheld camera work himself in this movie.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He wrote storyboards for this. Ridley Scott made storyboards for this. And 20th Century Fox had doubled their budget based on the strength of those storyboards.
Oh my gosh. And I know you love the storyboards.
I love a storyboard.
Yep. Oh, cool. That's pretty cool.
Oh, this is funny. The first day that Weaver and Jones the cat were acting together, she had a skin reaction that was really bad, and she was just like, oh my god, I'm allergic to this cat, and they're going to get rid of me because it's easier to find a girl than it is a cat.
Yes. Oh my god.
It turned out that the reaction she was having was to the glycerin they were spraying on her skin to make her look sweaty.
Oh.
And not the cat itself.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh my goodness, that's
funny.
The
last real thing that I wrote down with the chest bursting scene is considered the second scariest movie moment of all time. On Bravo's 100 Scariest Movie Moments from 2004. But that's from 2004. A million scary moments have happened since then, so.
Because I knew something was going to pop out of him.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was going to come out of his mouth. I absolutely did think it was going to come out of his mouth.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Then when he flopped onto the table, I knew it was not going to come out of his mouth.
Okay.
So. That was not scary. That was not scary. Am I becoming jaded?
Well, no.
Have we watched too many movies?
And I also think that John Hurt and his very English wailing.
Yes.
When he's being held down and he's just like, oh. It really kind of takes you out of it for a second.
Yes, okay. Okay. Oh my goodness, they're talking about that the scene that they had to film it twice.
Oh,
because
no.
When he flopped over, it did not burst through his shirt.
Oh shit.
You know, the blood splat did.
Yeah.
But the alien did not burst through his shirt like it was supposed to. So they had to reset it and shoot it again.
Well, I mean, I think they left both of those in there because there was that initial like blood spurt.
Yes.
And then the alien was just like, "Hello."
Yes. Yes, and they thought that made it look more violent. And it did.
Yeah.
It looked pretty rough.
Yeah.
You know, especially him, you know, the face he had on laying there and the...
But his But his very British, oh bother. His oh bother wailing.
Oh my gosh. That's funny. That's funny. But yeah, that I thought it was pretty good considering how much, you know, the several films we've liked, I thought, oh my god, I gotta go watch this. And they've been okay movies.
Yeah.
So
the first one was Hot Fuzz. You really didn't want to watch that at all.
No, it didn't sound like anything I would be interested in. And that was one that I kind of enjoyed a lot. So, you know, that's pretty interesting. But this turned out to be okay. It's
yeah.
not as... So I guess it was the perfect one you picked, right? And
yeah.
I thank you for thinking of me in that. That's...
Yeah.
That's too much.
I know. Well, it was this, or because I know that Uncle Dave really liked, he was into steampunk music.
Yes.
And there's a movie called League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, and I know I've talked about it before. It's very steampunk.
Yes.
And it's Dorian Gray. It's Captain Nemo. It's Alan Quartermain.
Gosh.
Mina Harker in place of her husband Jonathan. And the Invisible Man is there. And Tom Sawyer.
Oh my god.
And they all are together and they all kind of create this group that are trying to fight a supervillain.
Yes.
That's trying to take over the world. And it all takes place, you know, during the Industrial Revolution, like right at the turn of the century. So Captain Nemo has a car and it's cool. It is so cool.
Okay.
But his submarine is cool. But I mean, that's a movie to talk about. That's a movie that we could watch it eventually.
Okay.
It was directed by the guy that directed Blade.
Oh.
And that movie made Sean Connery quit acting.
Oh my.
He had such a shitty time making that movie. He was just like, fuck it.
Oh, well, he
They
was.
offered him Lord of the Rings like right after, and he was just like, first of all, I don't understand this. Second of all, I don't want to do this anymore. Fuck it.
He should have had enough money in the bank by then to retire quietly.
Oh, yeah.
But no, I thought, this is really sci-fi was Dave's number one favorite.
Yeah.
So this was perfect.
Yeah.
Absolutely perfect.
How surprised were you that Ash was a robot?
Quite
And
surprised.
I was surprised that I remembered that he was a robot.
I did not see that coming. And that part of the future is correct. Robots will look just like and act just like autonomous human beings.
Well, that's they're working on the AI right now.
Yep. Yeah.
So,
Right.
it's only a matter of time.
Right. So that part of it they got 100% right.
Yeah.
I was very surprised. I guess I should have known when he pushed the button and let them in that he had ulterior motives, and that would be it.
But I don't think him being a robot had anything to do with his ulterior motive. I think I think the more surprising thing that was that the people on the ship weren't the captain. Captain wasn't the captain. It was really Ash.
Right. But yes, that was quite startling, when what? You guys were talking about it. Is it a robot? Well, let's watch and see. And it was. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Because I have seen a few of the Alien movies, and I, as we were watching this one, I was just like, did I watch this one all the way through? Or am I thinking, because in the next movie, Lance Henriksen is the robot. He's the android. And am I thinking about Lance Henriksen? Or is it this guy, the robot? And then I was all confused.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's, when you get 5,000 of the same movie, they all run together.
I guess so.
Yeah. Well, you know how I feel about sequels and
Well,
sequels and sequels.
the sequels carry on with Ellen Ripley. As a person that, like, the company is just like trying to keep quiet. Like, they don't want her running any show. They don't want her talking too loud. They don't want to see her. And they really, it really is just like her being like, if you listen to me, you might live. If you don't feel like listening to me, you're going to die. And that's really kind of how the Alien movies keep going. I do believe at some point she is like infected by the alien. And so she's like part alien at some point herself.
Of course, it would ha eventually you would have to be infected. You can't keep getting away scot-free.
So I feel like that's what, like, I don't know, like, part four or five is about her meeting the mother alien and just fighting it out. And it's a lot. And obviously in the second, third, fourth movie, the alien becomes more of the star, which is not something that I like in a movie.
Right. No, I wouldn't like that.
No, I have lots of problems where the movie monster is the star of the movie.
Right.
You're supposed to be in the background scaring the shit out of me. You're not supposed to be in the foreground running the show.
Right. That's Right. That's what I think.
Yeah. But there are several movies. And there's one guy. There's like this couple that makes movies, and they did a movie called Mama about two little girls survive a car crash, and they're like they become feral because they're lost in the woods.
Oh.
And this mama takes care of them. It's this like wood wraith thing that takes care of them.
Okay.
But they do become feral, and then they're found, and mama comes with them and like haunts the house that they live in, and it's a whole thing. But mama's there the whole fucking time. All you see is mama in the background.
Oh.
She's right there, like. And it's just, it's more, you can't haunt the house if you're in every scene.
Right. Haunting the house is behind the scenes.
Yes. And they did the new It movies, both chapters of the new It movie.
Okay.
Where Pennywise the clown is just hanging out with everybody. Go away. The whole point of Pennywise the clown is just to pop up, scare the shit out of you. Not hang out in every goddamn scene.
Okay, yes.
That's my problem with It chapters 1 and 2.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Interesting. Okay. Oh, we've got to talk about our food.
Oh, yeah. We
had some protein paste.
Yeah, we had protein paste that was cornbread and red beans and rice.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
It was. I didn't have any trouble eating mine at all.
No.
Nobody had to tell me to eat it and shut up.
Right.
No, so yeah, it was pretty good. It was delicious, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it was really good. I've been hungry for that for like a couple of weeks. I bought it, and I was like, Justin, I bought this, and he's just like, hey.
He didn't want to eat it.
So like, I brought it up like 4 or 5 times. Like, you know, we got this at home. You know, we got this at home. You know, we got this at home, and he's just like, I don't want it.
Shame on him, because it was quite, well, I'm glad he didn't eat it, because we needed something that looked like protein paste.
Yeah, and I think that did a good job. And there's pictures on our Facebook page.
And the one guy, it looked like he was eating Chinese food.
Well, the salad, he kept digging out of the bowl. It looked like all just bean sprouts.
You think it was salad? It wasn't.
That's the way it looked to me, because he was going at it with you know, the salad tongs.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was, but that's weird. And they had like jars of cereal on the table.
Yeah,
but
it's way too much cornflakes for that many people.
Right.
Ugh.
Especially, it didn't have a lid on it. Wouldn't they get stale?
You would think, but I don't know. Maybe the whole ship goes into stasis when they go into their deep sleep.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know how any of that works.
But yeah, we went with cornbread, of course.
Of course.
Because they did say that.
Yeah.
But the other food, it was just food. It was nothing.
Parker was eating rice at one point, so I didn't feel too bad about her choice.
Oh, you're right. That did, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Why have we picked movies that are so hard to put food with lately? The last couple movies we've done, we've really scraped the bottom of the barrel on food.
All the food they showed was the chow line at the homeless encampment, and you know, all they really focused on was him asking for more peas.
Right.
I don't want to eat a plate full of peas. I don't mind peas, but I don't want to eat a plate full of them.
I would have ate a plate full of them.
Mm.
I like peas.
I don't mind them, but I don't want to eat a whole pile of them by themselves.
Okay. All right. I get it.
Anything else?
Can't think of anything else. Oh, we also lost Richard Lewis this week.
I saw that.
And I knew that you would know who he was.
Yep, I remember him as just that like really depressed comic guy. Just, oh my God. But Justin watches Curb Your Enthusiasm,
right?
where he plays Larry's best friend.
Right.
And so I don't know how they're going to address that, because I believe they're still making the last season.
I believe that that is correct, and yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if that'll be brought up at all.
Right. Right. Another young guy, but he had Parkinson's.
Yeah.
And
but they said it was a heart attack.
Yep, a heart attack. Yep. Must be going around.
Must be.
So I remember him. This is also, it's March now.
Yeah.
And this is National Women's Month.
Yeah.
So I guess we watched a movie with a strong woman lead. So
oh, okay. Sure.
That was a good thing.
Yeah.
We've done that in the past where we did theme movies.
Right.
So I thought that was pretty right that we picked this movie.
Yeah. I wasn't thinking about that, but okay.
What else? What else been going on? Wow, that was a... I don't know if you all heard that, but a motorcycle just blew by here that the whole house rumbled.
I think he was in the yard.
On the porch?
Yeah. Chickeny Christmas. I can't wait for summertime.
Yay. Yay. Yeah, I just, you know, we're heading up to Super Tuesday, so we've got a lot. Everything is political right now.
Ugh, yeah.
J.R. Majewski got himself in a little hot water by running his mouth.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why all of the Republicans are so up in arms. I don't understand that. Didn't Trump do the same thing?
Oh, yeah, he was on camera doing it.
Yeah.
Making fun of that photographer with palsy or something.
Right, yeah. Right.
Oh, my God.
I mean, so why are all these Republicans so up in arms?
Well, because it looks good for their cause.
Oh, okay.
You know, to make sure that you look the worst.
I guess.
And
I guess, but
J.R. Majewski's a big fat loser. He runs on stolen valor every time. So if you do think about voting for J.R. Majewski, you're an asshole.
Well, maybe not stolen valor. Because the
all
Air
of his
Force
secret missions,
right, the Air
can
Force
be corroborated. And since he refuses to corroborate them,
right,
they didn't happen.
But this time he's running that the Air Force did cooperate, that he was in the Air Force.
Who's saying that the Air Force corroborated anything? J.R. Majewski. Yeah, because that sounds good for him. Yeah, he's a loser.
Whatever. I don't particularly care for him.
If you support veterans, do not support J.R. Majewski.
Right. Right. So that's kind of crazy that, you know, and the Democrats are not...
But it was funny what he said. Did you hear what he said?
About the Democrats fighting.
He said that fighting online with Democrats was like fighting with somebody in the Special Olympics.
Oh,
I am a terrible
did
person.
Did hear that on the news.
I think that's hilarious. I would never say that in public.
No.
But if I heard somebody else say it, I would laugh because I'm terrible.
But he's worse.
But I'm not running for political office. I don't have any reason to hide being a terrible human being.
Right.
He has every reason to hide being a terrible human being, which is why he shouldn't be saying stuff like this at all in the first place. And here he goes, running his mouth.
Yeah. The only one that can be rude, I guess, is Donald Trump, so...
I don't understand why people think that that's so cool. Like, they're like, oh my God, he speaks his mind. It's just like, yeah, but he's a crazy person. Like, have you ever listened to him speak his mind? He starts off, you know, at conversation A and ends up on conversation Z.
again,
by means of who the fuck knows what is going on.
How did we get here? But people are lining up behind him. I mean, you know, and if he's not running the Republicans that are already in office, nobody is.
Yeah.
Because what he says, they do. And I think that's a crying shame.
It really is. Because, you know, he's old. He's old as shit. So yep. And he's not healthy.
Nope.
He doesn't lead a good lifestyle. So what's going to happen when he dies? Because he's going to die at some point.
Right.
Soon, right?
Well, who knows? According to him, he's in perfect health.
Okay.
For a 180-pound man.
for 6'3", 215?
Right. Oh, I forgot. 6'3", 215, yeah. Right. Right. Oh, my goodness.
6'3", 215.
You know, I mean.
In his dreams.
He's holding up this. They want reform for for Texas and
the border.
Oh, the border. Yes.
Yeah.
They want all the Republicans want reform for the border, but no, we're not going to vote on it right now because Donald Trump says no.
Well, that's he could fix the problems with the border, but then Donald Trump wouldn't have anything to run on.
Right.
And then what are we going to do? We're going to hold everything up so yep. Donald Trump can run on strengthening the border, which can already be done.
Right.
The problem can already be solved.
Right.
It doesn't involve razor wire in the river.
No. No.
That's fucked up.
But I don't understand why, you know, years and years ago, yeah, America was the land of plenty. But now it's not.
No.
So I don't understand why all of these people are coming, and not just from Mexico and Venezuela. They're coming from all over the world.
Yeah.
To that spot, to come to the United States. China and Japan and just all over the world to come here from Mexico.
I don't get it.
I don't understand. I mean... I guess their life is that bad.
Well, I mean, I live here and I, you know, if I could go anywhere else, I would.
But where's better?
Scandinavian countries.
Maybe.
Low crime.
But they've got Russia on their doorstep.
That's all right.
And Putin's trying to make all kind of land grabs. I don't know. I don't know that anywhere is better than where you are.
I don't know.
You know, I just...
No, you get like 6 months vacation in Scandinavia.
Oh, my.
You get like a livable wage and like real time off and like good PTO.
Why are we all there then?
I don't know, because we're dumb. Because we're sitting here thinking, where else is better than here?
Oh, no, I just said that, so stop it. Don't make fun of me.
People at McDonald's in Finland make like $30 an hour.
What?
Yes.
What's a hamburger cost there?
Like $5.
Wow. Okay.
You can't get a hamburger at McDonald's for $5 here.
No.
Absolutely and our workers not. Don't make $30 an hour and they don't have good PTO.
Right. And then Wendy's going to try this different pricing? Are you kidding me?
I love Wendy's. I'm going to stop going.
Right? I'm going to stop going there. Well, I've decided to stop going there anyway because it takes so long.
Yeah.
It really just does seem like they...
My Frosty's melted before I get my food. Right.
They don't even talk to you until the car ahead of you is at their house, home.
Right.
You know, I don't understand... Don't they have, like, hamburgers going and french fries going?
I guess not.
And you wait all that time and your french fries are cold anyway?
Right.
I don't get it.
Even the good Wendy's by my work has been slipping lately.
Oh,
and it's just... And if if you're going to change what you charge me at any given moment, I'm not going to go there.
Right, right.
The power of the people have spoken, though. Did you see that? Yes, they have backed off of that?
Completely pulled back from that.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. I can understand, like, Uber drivers and taxi drivers. Well, when the demand is so great, there's only so many to go around. You can't say there's only so many hamburgers to go around.
Right. Right.
You know, and if you can't.
And if you're gonna run your business like you're only serving 100 hamburgers today, put a fucking count at your talk box.
Right.
Tell me how many hamburgers I can have.
Right. Right. And if I wanted to wait for my food to be made right after I order it, I'll go to a restaurant.
If I wanted
to wait to fast food.
For my food to be made after I think about what I want, I could be home in my pajamas. Right. Cooking a meal that I will be satisfied with.
Right.
And eating it in the comfort of my own home.
Right. I don't understand any of that thinking. Any of it.
No.
And now that CVS is in trouble, have you seen the news on that?
Uh-uh.
Well, CVS, in Ohio, they have been looking into CVS, understaffing, the conditions of their pharmacies. Some pharmacies are 5 or 6 days behind.
Oh my God. I used to have to go to CVS for the best cost on my drugs.
Yes.
I finally gave up. And it was just so inconvenient, first of all, to go to CVS. Because there's only like two locations here in town.
Well, there's more than that, but.
But I didn't realize they were in Targets when I was getting them.
Right.
It was just, it was such a fucking production to get your pills, whether you waited in the drive-through line for, you know, half hour, 45 minutes, or you went inside and waited for half hour, 45 minutes to see 6 or 8 people running around and doing God knows what, but. No, it didn't seem like anything was getting done. Phone constantly ringing, 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 ringing. Nobody answering the phone. How does anything get done?
Right. How do you run your pharmacy? I've worked in a pharmacy for years. How does that happen? Well,
I don't know.
They've cut back and cut back and cut back. And, you know, these businesses think that they don't need people to run them. I don't understand how. So the Board of Pharmacy says they have to have minimal staffing, that 5 days for a prescription is too long.
Well, absolutely.
Yes, it is.
If my doctor says I need it today, I need it today.
Right.
Maybe tomorrow at the latest.
Right.
When you feel like it.
So there's two here in Toledo that are being, you know, that were pointed out. The one right up here,
uh-huh.
Douglas and Monroe,
right,
and the one inside Target out on Route 20 in Rossford.
Okay,
which, you know, the one here on Douglas is right down the street from the hospital. Why would they be not staffing that to accommodate
because
that?
Because I feel like that pharmacy is 24 hours. I feel like
it is not anymore.
Oh, it's not.
No,
it used to be.
Used to be. Yes.
Okay.
And the one in Rossford, that's kind of a hoity-toity neighborhood out there.
Yeah.
Why would they have a dirty pharmacy?
Oh, my God.
And they had lost some pills, too, which Ooh. Is kind of inexcusable. That's
yeah.
inexcusable. But and it was dirty. They said pills were on the floor. When you drop a pill in a pharmacy, you have to pick it up and put it in a certain spot. It has to go in a spot labeled, I dropped this on the floor and I can't use it anymore, pill box. So I don't, how can they have gotten that bad?
And you know, at least, you know, sweep once in a while.
Yeah.
You think that knowing that the state might pop in, you'd sweep up a little bit.
Right. And then one of those pharmacies, I don't remember which one it was, the The inspector saw moldy food on the counter.
Oh.
Someone had left their food there long enough that it got moldy.
Oh, God.
If I'd seen somebody left their food from last night, I would have pushed it in the trash.
Yeah. Well, I don't touch other people's shit, but
in a pharmacy you would. First off,
you shouldn't have food back there.
You don't. Well, you can have food back there, but you don't have all sorts of extra space. That moldy, that food was taking up workspace.
Oof.
And if it was left over from last night, it goes in the trash.
Yeah.
But it laid there long enough to get moldy? Come on.
Oh, my God. There's a girl at work. We get bagels every Thursday. And there's a girl. And it's just like, girl, you left your bagel in the toaster. And she's just like, oh. And she'll put it in the toaster and she'll walk away and she'll completely forget about it.
Right.
It'll be in the toaster all weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, girl, you left a bagel in the toaster. Ah.
She must not have wanted it then.
I think she just gets into her own business and it just loses track.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's craziness. No food left behind.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh
yeah. Yeah.
So okay, what's going on with you? I mean,
nothing.
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 Okay.
Hey, where can I come home?
I watched the news too much. I'm sorry.
Ooh, I've been reading the news. I'm. Have you been following that Fannie Willis stuff?
Oh, that's the judge.
No, the prosecutor in Georgia that's going after Trump, and she had skeletons in her closet, and she went after Trump thinking that he wouldn't get into the dirt and find her skeletons? What the fuck was she thinking?
I don't know what...
She one of the special prosecutors she hired to do this Donald Trump
is
shit...
Is she the woman that was having
a
relationship with him?
Yeah. She had the relationship with him that
yeah, okay.
When it started, his divorce lawyer knows, and he's conveniently forgetting, but the divorce lawyer is texting the defense attorney and all sorts of timeline shit.
Right. So was she having an affair with him before she hired him or after? What, does it say exactly when it happened?
They say it happened, you know, between here and here. Uh-huh. After he started working for her and before everything blew up.
Okay. I wonder if that's true.
I don't think so. And I think that this woman thought that she could get that past a scumbag like Donald Trump.
Oh, no. No. No, he knows everybody has a skeleton or two in the closet.
And he is not afraid to play dirty.
No.
At all.
No. Oh, okay. Yeah, I have been listening to that,
you know,
and thinking,
I'm on her side. I think she's doing God's work.
Right.
But what the fuck were you thinking?
Right.
You have to be bulletproof to go after this man.
Right. Right.
Having an affair with your special prosecutor that you paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to do this job,
right,
is not bulletproof.
$600,000.
It's hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's a lot of money to do a job, but not necessarily outrageous money in that type of work. But the fact that she had something going with him, I mean, my goodness, that's just, you know. Yeah, he cheated the people of Georgia a lot. He treated a lot of people in the voting system very poorly. But yeah, girl, straighten up.
I can't see this going well for her.
No.
And I'm so upset because this is one of his bigger cases.
Yep.
And it's all going to go to shit because she fucked it up, and it's going to go to a prosecutor that's not going to prosecute.
Right. 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 I don't know. I don't know anymore. I don't know anymore. Oh, such things.
That's what I've been watching in the news, just that fiasco.
Yes. Yes, it's not, I don't know.
And, you know, if Justin and I went on a vacation together where he paid for everything, you think that I'm paying him back for a fucking thing? Absolutely
no.
not. You took me on a vacation.
Right.
You invited me as a guest.
Right.
I'm not reimbursing you for shit. Well, you know, she reimbursed him for all this stuff, so she didn't benefit from anything.
Clarence
she still went on the trip.
Clarence Thomas went on lots of trips. Why would she have paid back anything? He didn't.
No, let's not talk about Clarence Thomas.
But when she said that, I thought, oh, you've just dug your hole.
Clarence Thomas, whose wife actively committed treason,
right,
is sitting on the court that is trying to figure out whether or not Donald Trump had presidential immunity at the time of January 6th riots.
Right. Craziness, isn't it?
Yeah. He should recuse himself. Oh, I don't have any reason to recuse myself. All rights.
Right.
By rights, your wife should be hanged.
Right. Right. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, I mean, none of it's going to come out well.
No, and
it's all going to be dragged on and dragged on.
I can't see how he's going to say that, you know, having documents in his bathroom at Mar-a-Lago is immunity. But I can see how they're going to subvert the January 6th stuff because technically he was president at the time.
Right.
So.
Right. But yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's going to be all roses for him.
Right.
I don't know why it would be anything else in
Correct.
This climate.
And just because he had hundreds of top secret documents in a bathroom, that's not, is that against the law?
Well, when the FBI is saying, can you give those back? And you're saying, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. It is against the law. When you're telling your grounds people to erase video footage of you bringing this shit into your possession.
Doesn't he think he's still the president?
He does still think he's the president.
Okay. Just clarifying.
But yeah, I don't know
how people follow him.
I don't understand how people like just see the brazen crime.
Right.
And are just like, oh, you know, he's a great guy.
Right.
He's a criminal. He's
right.
A terrible human being.
Right. And he's supposed to come up with close to $500,000 in cash. He can't do that.
Well, did you? Oh, my God. So have you been seeing about him and the RNC? How he's going to restructure the RNC?
So he can get his money?
Well, he's going to have the woman that's running it right now, who I think is Mitt Romney's daughter. She's somebody to Mitt Romney.
Okay.
She's going to step down, and somebody else is going to be the RNC chair. And then Trump's youngest son's daughter, or youngest son's wife is
yes.
going to be the co-chair or the second in charge or whatever the fuck it is there.
Yes.
And she said that she thinks that people will be just fine with the RNC paying his legal bills.
Oh, my.
She thinks that Republicans around the nation will be pleased that that's where their money is going.
Oh, holy cow. Well, I need to start watching the news you're watching because I do remember hearing about, is her name?
Laura.
Yes. Yes. That she was going to move up. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. Republicans across the nation are going to be happy that their RNC donations are going to Trump's legal fees.
Right. Right. Craziness.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, if they're happy with that, let them be happy with that, I guess. I don't understand. I don't understand.
I feel like we need to get in on that grift.
Yes.
How do I get stupid people to just give me money?
And not just money. We're talking money.
Yeah.
Okay. $500,000 here.
Mama wants to quit her job. Why doesn't somebody want to pay for my lifestyle?
Yeah.
I don't lead a crazy lifestyle. I only need about $50,000 a year. Why can't somebody give me money to live? I'll say crazy shit.
I'm with you.
I'm willing to break the law.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Right. Well, you can get immunity too, because you can be president too.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I can come off my meds and be real crazy. Well, let's see what we can get cooking.
Oh, okay.
Mama needs a new lifestyle that doesn't include working.
I agree with you. All right. We'll work on that.
Okay.
We'll work on that.
Yeah. I need a book from Alex Jones on how to get stupid people to just give me money.
Send you cash, right.
What do I need to say to make people want to send me money?
Right. There's all too many of those people out there.
People that don't have two nickels to rub together. Right. Giving people like Alex Jones and Donald Trump money.
Right.
I need to get in on this grift.
Yep. Oh, my goodness. All right. We've got way off the line again. It's just way off.
Well, we don't have an idea on a second movie or on the next movie because we haven't talked about, you know, stuff just happens and we just kind of throw shit together.
Right. We roll with the punches.
And this one was kind of a no-brainer.
Right. Absolutely. And I really thank you for this.
Yeah. Because he would have loved this movie.
He would have.
And I'm sure he did, because I'm sure he has seen it.
Yep. Yep. Nice. Nice, baby, nice.
All right. Well, on that note, I guess we'll say our farewells. And
yeah.
We'll see you when we see you, probably in a couple weeks. Keep an eye on our Facebook.
Yes.
We'll keep you updated there.
And hopefully nothing else will happen.
Yeah, we don't need any more drama in our lives at this moment.
Nice, quiet rest of the year.
Yeah, peaceful.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, everybody. Thank you for hanging out with us. And we'll see you at some point.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.